More Jimmy Barrett now on KPRC 950. Real Texas. Real talk.
Hello, Paraguay calling 332. I know our number looks weird. We call guests and I always try to warn them it's going to be a weird-looking five-digit phone number. That'll be us. 332 here on AM 950 KPRC. Glad you could join us here today. The comparisons that mainstream commentators seem to want to do of our current administration and Adolf Hitler or our border patrol system and concentration camps. The amount of Nazi references is staggering. It's staggering. And when they get called out on it, they generally double down. I know AOC was doubling down today. She refuses to back off in her comparison of what's going on at the border with concentration camps. Join us to talk about all this, conservative cultural commentator and columnist Larry Taunton. Larry, welcome to AM 950 KPRC.
Hey, it's delighted to be with you. And let me begin by saying that your producer speaks excellent English, given that he's from South America.
Did it really come up as Paraguay?
It did. You know,
wow.
I thought, I can't answer this. I'm expecting a call from Houston.
I have no idea how that happens. We hear that all the time. It just comes up as some weird number. But there's nothing stranger than listening to somebody like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez make a comparison to what we're doing at the border, housing these migrants with a concentration camp, then having the director of Auschwitz basically offer, well, we'll be glad to show you exactly what a concentration camp looks like and is. And, of course, she's not interested in that and keeps doubling down on the remark.
Yeah, she's an idiot. I have been to Dachau, to Auschwitz. In fact, I was at Dachau just a couple of months ago. I've been there several times. Auschwitz, Mauthausen, Buchenwald, Mittelbau-Dora, several of the concentration camps. It was my good fortune many years ago to receive a fellowship that sent me abroad to study the intellectual origins of the Holocaust. And I've led tour groups there. And it's monumental historical ignorance to draw those kinds of comparisons. I mean, the concentration camps existed for a singular purpose, and that was to annihilate its occupants. And that's not what's happening on the border. We're talking about people who are coming across the border illegally. They know they're coming across illegally. The United States government is rushing to just put them somewhere. Having inadequate border patrol, and of course, as we all know, no wall. And so I'm sure that they're not staying in, in the Ritz-Carlton. But, you know, these are not concentration camps.
No, they're not. They're not even close to being concentration camps. And, of course, she's making other accusations as well, but I'll leave that for another time. I don't know when we started to cross the line on mainstream media. Maybe, I don't know if Don Lemon was the first person to do it on CNN. Undoubtedly, he probably wasn't. But plenty of the commentators, or news anchors, if you will, who are really glorified commentators, started making the comparisons quite a while ago, comparing President Trump to Adolf Hitler. Is there anybody other than Adolf Hitler in the confines of history that can be compared to Adolf Hitler?
Well, Joseph Stalin, Mao, certainly, and Idi Amin. There are Franco, all different in terms of the scale of the terror that they enacted. In many ways, Stalin made Hitler look like a schoolboy, and he killed many, many times more number of people in his own country. But no one in American history. And we may be thankful for that. I mean, the rule of law remains intact in this country, and I know people complain and feel very much that perhaps it isn't. But when it's truly absent, you will know it. I just completed an around the world, literally going around the world in 80 days journey, just to see what the rest of the world looks like. I mean, the left is constantly telling us that the United States needs to get with it. And what you discover is that I don't care where I was, if I was in Europe or if I was in Africa, Asia, South America, it didn't matter. People wanted to come to America. And in most of the world does live under some form of totalitarianism, an absence of the kind of freedoms that we enjoy. And Donald Trump is no Adolf Hitler.
No, he's not. You know, you can argue about whether you like his style. You could even argue if you want to try to make an argument about whether or not you think he's getting the desired results. Although, looking at what's going on with the economy, it's pretty tough to not sell me on the idea that things are pretty good in this country right now. In fact, things are rather at a high end historically, or a low end, depending on what you're doing.
For sure,
unemployment is historically low. We are growing the economy again. Other than this last month, the jobs report numbers have been good. We have an unemployment rate of about, you know, under 3.8% and falling. And it's tough to find fault with what's going on with our economy right now.
No, you certainly can't. And let me say this, to give people a glimpse of what totalitarianism looks like. Under totalitarianism, if we had a truly a Hitler-esque figure in office who had that kind of power, he'd throw a couple of 100,000 workers at the building of a border wall and work them to death. And when they'd move their bodies aside and throw a couple 100,000 more at it until the project was done. I mean, this is the way real dictators do it. And the United States has never had anything quite like that. We have freedom of the press. We have freedom of assembly, freedom of speech, freedom of petition. All of those things remain intact. And so the kind of comparisons that the left wants to make with Trump, who, and we should really begin to ask the question, why are they making these kind of comparisons? And it's because he stands in the way of the progressive agenda.
Well, and would it be fair, Larry Taunton, to say that the progressive agenda appears more like a totalitarian state than what we're seeing out of this current administration? I mean, the lack of freedom of speech, trying to shout down ideas or trying to shut down conservatives or even moderates to a certain extent, anybody who's not down with every aspect of that agenda, it's not enough to disagree. You have to shout them down and shut them up.
Well, let's just take another example. You were saying is Don Lemon the first? Well, actually, if we go back, I don't recall how many years it's been now, but I want to say about, maybe 2009, 10, somewhere in there. Hank Williams Jr., are you ready for some football? He compared Obama to Adolf Hitler. He lost his job immediately. That was treated as an absurd thing to say. And, of course, it was an absurd sort of thing to say. But now we have the left doing this with great regularity. They do not want to enforce our own laws on immigration. It seems to me that since time immemorial, countries protected their borders and they protected their citizens. And this is not what's happening. And we're increasingly seeing a push to overthrow the Electoral College. And that would move us towards, you know, what the Federalist Papers warned, James Madison and the Federalist Papers warned, would become a tyranny of the majority. So in answer to your question, is the left moving towards a kind of tyranny? It seems to me that they are moving towards a sort of mob rule.
Well, speaking of mob rule, Larry, I'm sure you've heard about what's been going on in Portland with Antifa. And their very liberal mayor basically is accused of telling the police department to stand down and let Antifa do its thing. And that includes going after conservatives and beating them up.
Well, but yet you will not hear any comparisons with Hitler's brown shirts. who did, of course, those kinds of things. But yes, this is the kind of thing that we are seeing happening with a great deal of regularity these days in our country, where there are these sort of organized protests.
We hear accusations all the time, Larry Taunton, about our public school system. And certainly this is not true of all schools in all states. But either the way they are sort of revising history, if you will, the history they are teaching, or just plain not really teaching the things that they don't seem to have young people want to know. about the history of this country and the history of the world, and to kind of maybe dumb us down just a little bit. It's hard to make an argument about some of the things that are being said when you don't really know what's happened in the past.
Well, for sure. I mean, it was philosopher George Santayana who said that those who do not remember the past are condemned to repeating it. And is history being revised in a big way? Certainly, that's happening a lot. What's happening in our public schools? Listen, there are a lot of fine public school teachers who are overwhelmed with the job that is before them. That's become extremely litigious. It's become very difficult just to teach. Teaching is just a very small part of what is expected of teachers these days, and so they certainly have my sympathy, but. Curriculums seem to me to be rather underwhelming.
Yeah. Well, I think you're probably right about that. Hey, good to talk to you, sir. Thank you. Let's do this again sometime.
Hey, delighted to be with you.
Take care. Conservative cultural commentator, columnist Larry Taunton joining us here on AM 950 KPRC. Back with more in a moment. Jimmy Verge Show on a Monday.